This week, Collingwood's politicians and community leaders shared their New Year's resolutions for 2025 with Collingwood Today. Some personal and some professional. Mayor Yvonne Hamelin intends to get outside and explore more of Collingwood's trail system with her dog Byron this year. In 2025, my resolution as mayor is to continue to build Collingwood as a place that is the most attractive community to people of all ages, to live, to build their family, to work and to play, she said. Some of the building blocks we need are in place. Some are finished, some are planned for, and some are still a dream. And even dreams need not be miracles. The province just committed to build us a new hospital, said Hamelin. President and CEO of Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Mike LaCroix has seen a banner year for hospital projects in 2024. At CGMH, our resolution for 2025 is to embrace and celebrate our achievements more fully. Healthcare is complex, and it's all too easy to get caught up in the challenges we face daily, he said. Yet, every day, incredible things happen here, from innovations in patient care to meaningful strides in our journey to build a new hospital for South Georgian Bay. In 2025, we'll make it a priority to take the time to recognize and celebrate our successes, both big and small, said LaCroix. Simcoe Grey MPP Brian Saunderson looks back proudly on 2024, which saw unprecedented investments from the province for Collingwood projects, including $70 million for the water treatment plant expansion and $95 million for the planning and design of a new hospital project on Poplar Side Road. A new year brings with it new opportunities and challenges, said Saunderson. I look forward to supporting and working closely with our many municipal partners and stakeholders. We know our pocket of the province is one of most desirable in Ontario. On a personal note, I want to offer everyone in Simcoe Grey a year of joy, happiness, and good health. Collingwood Fire Chief Dan Thurman said in 2025, Collingwood Fire will focus on their mission of protecting the community through fire prevention, education, rescue and emergency response. He said the department will be enhancing fire safety education programs, expanding community outreach and reaching more residents through their Smoke CO Alarm program next year. We are committed to serving our community with excellence and dedication. We wish all of Collingwood a happy and safe new year, said Thurman. Simcoe Grey MP Terry Dowdle said he's regularly hearing from constituents about the cost of living, high taxes and challenges for small business owners. So, for 2025, I will continue to build on the work I did in 2024 by listening to as many constituents and businesses as I can and challenging the government on these concerns, he said. I want to hear from you so I can continue to be a strong advocate and represent you well in Ottawa during 2025. He said he'd also like to strengthen work he does as a member of the Standing Committee on Veterans Affairs, as Base Borden is in his riding. As we prepare to possibly form government after the next election, I want to ensure I have an even greater sense of the issues faced in all regions of our beautiful country so we can provide the best governance possible to Canadians and restore their faith, said Dowdle. On a personal level, Dowdle said he made a lot of health improvements in 2024. I need to continue to work on those efforts, not only for my own health but to ensure that I am at my best to represent my constituents, he said. Collingwood, Blue Mountains OPP Detachment Commander INSPE. Loris Lickerson has many goals for 2025, but if he had to pick one, he said he'd like to focus more on youth engagement. I'm very proud and happy with what we accomplished, but there is always more we can try and do, and better ways to communicate those efforts, he said. On behalf of the Collingwood and the Blue Mountains Detachment, we wish you and yours a very safe and Merry Christmas, and all the best in the new year.